Clip 10, mind maps. Making a mind map is a creative technique based on the latest understanding of how the human brain works. A mind map allows you and your trainees to develop a topic and present it visually. Mind maps are tree diagrams with labels and show the interconnected relationships between ideas. Information may be better retained through linking existing and new knowledge. Mind maps can be used wherever written reflections are to be documented, such as when taking notes, structuring texts, looking for ideas, planning projects, making presentations, and preparing for exams. Mind maps are also useful for learning a foreign language, new vocabulary, and technical terms. Linking words and concepts with images helps to keep the material fresh in your memory. Here is a mind map on the subject of education. The theme of this mind map, in this case education, is the central element. This is represented with an image. The main themes collected are represented as primary branches. Each branch is designated by its own theme. In this case, the main themes are who, what, when, where, how, and why. From these major themes, smaller branches sprout with their own themes. The structure of a tree develops. In the main branch for the keyword why, for example, we see that the author of this mind map looks at the themes of change, success, self-confidence, and challenge. How do you create a mind map? It's always important to first define the theme of the mind map. Then, create a list of relevant terms by brainstorming individually or in groups. Following this, give all trainees a large sheet of paper and write the topic to be considered in the center of the paper. The collected ideas are arranged around this core to form an overall picture. In this way, it's possible to assign important concepts, general ideas, as keywords for the main branches, distinguishing primary and subcategories. Offshoots develop by depicting interconnected relationships. The most important concepts are closer to the center of the paper, with less important ideas on the edge. You can demonstrate the unity and clarity of various thoughts by using different colors and icons, images, and figures. For those who create them, mind maps are a terrific tool. However, the key concepts and associations are determined personally and are not often clear to others. The structure is also not usually easy for others to appreciate. A mind map is never self-explanatory, so it has to be presented to the reader. Mind maps can also become confusing quickly without a structure of hierarchy. This challenge can be overcome by using the advanced method of concept maps. You will learn more about those in the next clip. Let's check back in with Anna. Wow, we've already done so many things. My trainees have mastered all the new terminology, but how can I document and structure the material they've covered and link that new knowledge with existing information so that it will be remembered? How can learners access new knowledge easily and build on their own level of experience?